In the day's other headlines, the U.S. military formally began a full-scale investigation of its V-22 Ospreys after grounding all of the tilt-rotor aircraft. One had crashed off Japan last week, killing 8 Americans. Today, Pentagon officials would not say directly if they still have full confidence in the Osprey.
We've seen this done before with other platforms. Out of an abundance of caution, there will always be an inherent risk in military aviation. And to mitigate that risk, we will continue to maintain the high level of operational standardization for all of our pilots and for all of the crew.
Ospreys can take off like a helicopter and fly like a plane. They've been in service since 2007, but more than 50 troops have died in crashes over the years. The University of Nevada, Las Vegas, now says the victims in Wednesday's shooting attack were faculty members, not students. 3 were killed and 1 wounded. Police say the suspect was a former professor who'd been rejected for jobs and that he had a list of targets at UNLV and at East Carolina University, where he'd worked before. The assault began at midday at the university's business school. It ended in the gunman's death after a shootout with police. The last of 3 Palestinian students who were shot in Vermont has been released from a hospital. Hisham Awartani was left paralyzed from the chest down in last month's attack. Supporters cheered and clapped as he was discharged on Wednesday. He will undergo rehabilitation, but his family says the paralysis could be permanent. The accused gunman is being held for attempted murder. The House has censured Democrat Jamal Bowman for pulling a fire alarm while Congress was in session. He said he was trying to get through a locked door, and he later pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. Republicans say he was trying to stall a government funding bill. A handful of Democrats supported the Republican censure resolution today. It has no practical effect. Former President Trump was back in court today to hear a key defense witness in his civil fraud trial in New York. He listened as accounting professor testified that Trump Organization financial statements showed no evidence of fraud. Mr. Trump is scheduled to take the stand himself on Monday. 5 frail survivors of the Pearl Harbor attack returned to Hawaii today, 82 years since the attack that catapulted the United States into World War II. Japan's surprise aerial assault on December 7, 1941, killed more than 2,300 American servicemen. Today, the number who survived is rapidly shrinking, and the National Park Service says it's a loss to history.
We can share very solid and factual information, but those that experienced it, their stories and the reality of their feelings and their impressions just bring a certain power, an element of the real human touch.
More than 1,100 of those killed in the attack were on the battleship Arizona when it exploded and sank. Today, only 1 member of the Arizona's crew is still alive at the age of 102. The movie about creating the atomic bombs that the U.S. dropped on Japan will show in theaters there after all. A Japanese distribution company announced that today after months of heated debate over releasing the film. Oppenheimer debuted in most of the world last July. And on Wall Street, tech stocks helped snap the market's 3-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 63 points to close at 36,117. The Nasdaq rose 193 points, and the S&P 500 added 36. Still to come on the NewsHour, a Texas judge allows an emergency abortion despite a statewide ban. Liz Cheney gives her firsthand account of January 6th in her new book, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.